Petula is back with the Business News. Morning, Petula.
Thanks, Audrey. The country's largest exporter of Irish dairy products, Ornua, has reported operating profit of €153.7 million for 2021, up 1.3%. It was another record year for Kerrygold, which is the second biggest butter brand in the US. Let's find out more from Ornua Chief Executive John Jordan. Group turnover up 6.9% to €2.5 billion. A strong trading performance, John.
Good morning, Petula. Yes, and thank you. Yeah, another record year, as you said, for Ornua. And both sides of our business are B2B, where we supply ingredients to manufacturing companies and to pizza chains. And in our consumer foods business, where you've commented on Kerrygold being up 12% in volume, and we're now selling 11 million packets of Kerrygold cheese and butter around the world every week, which is a phenomenal success.
Many farmers, John, have found their input costs have dramatically increased, namely for feed and fertiliser, and yet they're tied to fixed price milk contracts with Ornua. Are you going to increase the prices paid to them?
So Ornua has been out capturing as much value as we can in the market, Petula, to make sure we pay that back to our shareholders, who are the processing co-ops, who in turn have been passing that in record milk prices back to farmers through 2021 and into 2022. There are certainly a number of farmers who are in hardship cases on fixed price contracts, and Ornua, as one of the customers for fixed price product, has offered flexibility in terms of volume and price support to the co-ops in order to target some of those hardship cases.
Now, Glanbia and Lakeland Dairies have increased the price paid to farmers on these contracts. If you're being flexible, like, are you actually going to just increase the prices across the board like they did?
Yeah, so what we've done, Petula, is we've offered a value increase in price per tonne of product on a portion of the fixed product that we purchase from those co-ops. And that allows them to generate a fund that should be targeted at some of the most difficult cases, where there are genuine hardship cases for farms, both in financial terms and indeed for stress terms.
We heard earlier in the programme that Ireland urgently needs to reduce its emissions, and the challenge is most evident in agriculture. Ornua is totally dependent on agriculture, and as well as that, you export to over 100 countries. What is Ornua's carbon footprint, and what are you doing to help address climate change here?
Absolutely, Petula. One of the most important and fundamental things that as a country we have to address. And Ireland today is the most efficient, carbon-efficient dairy producer of dairy products in the world. We still have to meet our climate action target of a 22 to 30% greenhouse gas reduction by 2030 as an agricultural sector. And Irish farmers and farming families aren't the villains in this story. They're actually the heroes. They're custodians of Irish land and have been for generations. They are motivated to change on-farm practices to drive more sustainable production. And what we need to do as industry is support them in two ways. One, with science, and Ireland leads many of the forefront research in on-farm practice methods that will drive more greenhouse gas emissions from farm. And then we also need to support them financially in terms of making that transition in farm practices from today forward.
John, everybody will be familiar with the iconic gold packaging of Kerrygold. When do you expect to be able to recycle that?
Yeah, that's a very important point, Petula. We've certainly tackled recycled packaging and circular packaging on a number of our products. We've led that out in the UK with branded Pilgrim's Choice and some of the private label product we have there. A little bit more challenging on foil butter, particularly for Kerrygold, because it's very unique, as you know, in world context, that it's grass produced and makes the product very, very soft, which makes it really high quality and appealing to consumers. The foil packaging gives it a little bit more protection than some of the other formats today, but it is something that we are looking at over the next number of years.
Okay, plenty of challenges ahead. John Jordan, CEO of Ornua, thank you very much for your time this morning.